drones, phones, and rare animals. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers have developed a way to track endangered species using smartphones and drones, and you can help them with that work. Stuart Pym is the Doris Duke Chair of Conservation at Duke University's Nicholas School of the Environment, and he joins me now on Skype. Hello.
Hi.
So you can use this software tool to read digital images of animal footprints from cameras, smartphones, and drones. How do you use them to track animals?
Well, there's two things involved here. One of them is an app, of course. There's an app for everything, and it's called iNaturalist. And iNaturalist is a wonderful program where you can upload an image of a bird or a butterfly or a flower, and even if you don't know what it is, there are people out there who will help you identify it. This new program, Conservation FIT, Footprint Identification Technology, it's sort of an addition to iNaturalist in that it's aiming to identify footprints of species that that we see, and indeed even individuals of the species that we see. A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of information in our hands, in our feet, that show individual differences. And it's the same for other species too. A good example of where this could be really powerful would be giant pandas. Nobody has a really good idea of how many giant pandas there are. They're identifying them from, as my Chinese student puts it, panda poop. And if you have a big poop and a little poop, they're probably from different pandas. And that's not a very accurate way. But it turns out that panda footprints are individually distinctive. And if you get a good photograph of them, you can identify the individual.
So why would you do it this way?
Well, it's hard to find information on rare species. I've been fortunate to spend a lot of time in China. I've never seen a panda. I've spent a lot of time in India and never seen a tiger. So people who are out in the field are going to come across footprints all the time, and particularly if you can get the public engaged. I'm not sure I'm going to recommend the public go wandering around tiger habitats on foot.
Right.
But there are other species that, you know, like cheetahs in Africa, for example. And with a fairly simple routine, you put a ruler down, you can get a good footprint. And from that footprint, we can digitize the key features of the footprint and begin to understand how many different individuals we have.
How do you verify a photo of a footprint that somebody uploads?
The interesting thing about all this crowdsourcing is it tends to be sort of self-policing. People upload their images all the time and they say, oh, I think I've seen supposing it's a rare bird. And if it is a rare bird, everybody gets very excited. And if it isn't a rare bird, somebody says, no, it's not a rare bird. It's something that's more common. This is an extraordinary social network that involves hundreds of thousands of people around the world who become fascinated with different groups of animals and plants. So there's a lot of social networking that helps young naturalists learn their craft.
Stuart Pym is the Doris Duke Chair of Conservation at Duke University's Nicholas School of the Environment. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. You have a great day.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.